You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Just a couple minutes left of this show here on Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Don't forget, they do have a Fired Up Thursday tomorrow. It's their, I believe it is their, either their Old Cheney or their Yankee Hill location. But I know their Fired Up Friday location is 84th and Havelock. Definitely make sure you peep the menu for that online. Get yourself out to 84th and Havelock starting at 11 for Fired Up Friday lunch, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Again, three Lincoln locations and one up in Omaha. Couple other interesting names to get to here, right? I mentioned the Virginia job. Sounds like that one is trending in the direction of Ryan Odom, a name that you might be familiar with, and certainly a name that Virginia fans are familiar with. Ryan Odom was the head coach of UMBC when the Retrievers knocked off the number one seeded Cavaliers, becoming the first 16 seed to ever take down a number one seed. Ryan Odom was the architect of that team. Went from UMBC to VCU, where he coaches the Rams into the NCAA tournament. And now there's a lot of steam behind Ryan Odom becoming the next head coach of the program he once tore down. Of course, Virginia did bounce back the next year with a absolute worst to first championship run for them. And then the other names for the job at Villanova that intrigue me. Heard some rumblings of Chris Collins out to Villanova. I would really like that for them. Chris Collins is a good coach. It is easier to recruit to Villanova than it is to Northwestern. Big East is good, probably certainly not Big Ten levels of deep night in, night out. So Chris Collins, who has a lot of experience at these smaller, private, academic-minded institutions, right? Chris Collins played at and coached at Duke for a long time. Before taking the Northwestern job, I think that Villanova would be a step up for him. I do. He's done some really great work with Northwestern. A lot of things I think Nebraska could aspire to in program building there, despite...
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Wildly disparate institutions, of course. But I do like the idea of Chris Collins at Nova. I could also see some smoke behind the name Porter Moser. Think about that. I mean, he did get Oklahoma into the tournament as a 9 seed. If Brent Venables survived, there's no reason Porter Moser shouldn't. But I think I would rather be the head coach of Villanova than I would Oklahoma. Basketball school investment there, sure. Maybe if you're the basketball coach at Oklahoma football school, you just got to be successful enough to stick around. But Porter Moser hasn't exactly made a splash at Oklahoma. If Villanova's willing to, you know, take a chance on him now, again, I think that fits. I mean, think about Porter Moser's background. He was the head coach that led Loyola Chicago to its Final Four run back in the day. I think Porter Moser's a really good coach. It's a little bit of a weird fit for him at Oklahoma, at least from the outside looking in. Is there a mystery candidate maybe for Villanova? I don't know. But I do think Iowa absolutely has to get it right. There's a lot riding on the line for that program. Virginia, I think, has some time to settle on the right guy. I think Ryan Odom would be good. But I think Virginia has another chance to get it right if this one doesn't work out for them. And then, you know, Villanova. You got to get that program up and going again. That's so good for the Big East when Villanova's good. I absolutely believe that. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for your engagement here throughout the course of the show. That'll do it for me here today. That'll do it for us here at the station today. We're going to shut down, keep our student athletes and community shows safe and off the road. We're going to throw it to National after this. Don't forget, we're at Buffalo Wings and Rings tomorrow and Friday. Broadcast from 11 to 6 will take place from Buffalo Wings and Rings on 68th and O. Stop by, get your raffle ticket, win prizes, be first in line when the doors open at 10:15 tomorrow morning. Grab yourself a ping pong ball, have a chance for some great prizes if your ping pong ball has a team on it that advances to the Final Four. For the crew here at The Ticket, I'm Austin. Thanks a ton for listening. We cannot wait to bring you the NCAA tournament here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. See you in the morning for early break, and then later in the morning at Wings and Rings.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.